this thing around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. I'm calling on the name that changes everything, yes. God, turn it around.
Greetings, brothers and sisters, saints and friends. Welcome to another episode of Esther 414, Hadassah Speaks. I am your host, Hadassah, called into the kingdom for such a time as this. Once again, thank you so much for listening, or should I say, as always, thank you so much for listening. So today I've been kind of flipping through a old journal of mine. You know, one of the things I recommend that believers get is a journal. I recommend that you have a secret closet or a place that you have set aside that you would go and spend some time with the Lord. That's your special place, the secret place. You know, some people call it a closet because it's an actual closet. Others have a room that they may set aside just for a meeting place with God. And for their prayer, for their study, for their meditation with the Lord, when they're meditating on the Word. So I do recommend that every believer have that space where they go. But I also recommend that you would have a journal. You need something where you can write down what you're hearing the Lord say. And even in your study, you can write down things, and then you can go back later in the years or in the months and look at what the Lord has been telling you and seeing how these things have come to pass and how you have grown over the years, or just different scriptures and stuff that speak to you while you are studying the Word or praying and just sitting and meditating on the Word. So a journal is something that's important. But I do need to give credit for the song, the intro. I'm sorry, I need to go back and give some credit to John Reddick. So the intro song is God Turn It Around by John Reddick. That's a little housekeeping thing. But I want to go back and just pull out some different scriptures that have blessed me over the years, you know, and just the journals. I know I probably mentioned that I have tons of them. And this journal is a journal from 2008. And I just wanted to share some of the scriptures that I had written down. And I call these power scriptures. And I want you to get these power scriptures into your own journal or into your spirit. And just write it down for now and begin to learn what these scriptures under power scriptures. So the first one is Luke chapter 10, verse 19. So Luke chapter 10, verse 19, and it says, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing," get that, "nothing shall by any means hurt you." So this is words that Jesus gave his disciples. And if you are a believer and a follower of Jesus Christ, you have this same power and authority. Also, that was Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Another scripture that I wrote under this heading is 2 Timothy 1 and 7. This one is so important because so many believers walk in fear. God has given them gifts and God has given them a certain authority, but we are walking around timid. We are walking around scared. We are walking around afraid to step out and do what God has given us to do. So 2 Timothy 1 and 7 is one that you really need to hide in your heart. It says, "For God have not given us the spirit of fear." For God has not given us the spirit of fear. That's telling me that fear does not come from God. But what did he give us? The second part, "but of power and of love and of a sound mind." So for God have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. That's the spirit that he's given us. He's given us a spirit of power, a spirit of love, and a spirit of a sound mind. Please hide 2 Timothy 1:7 in your heart so you can defeat this spirit of fear that does not come from God. And if it doesn't come from God, then where does it come from? It comes from Satan. So you need to hide that one in your heart. Know the authority, that you have authority to tread on serpents and scorpions. Know that nothing will hurt you. And then know that you don't have to fear, because God has given you a spirit of power. He's given you a spirit of love, and he's giving you a sound mind. So you're not losing your mind. You're not going crazy, because God gave you a sound mind. So you have to stand on that. And then also, I want you to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. It says, "Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? Don't you know that you house God on the inside of you, and that you, because you have God and all that fullness of God and all of the fullness of his power is in him, it is in you. If you've got the very God of the universe in you, don't you know that? Then you have all the power that you need, because you have God in you." So 1 Corinthians 3:16 once again. "Know ye not, don't you know, that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you?" What in the world do you have to fear if you've got the very God of creation, the God that created everything, living on the inside of you? That's how you can walk in Luke 10:19. You got power. Why? Because you have the all-powerful, almighty one living on the inside of you. Walk in that authority. Step on the devil's head when he tries to bring fear to you. Step on his head, reject and rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Because again, if it's fear that you're feeling, is not coming from God. And you don't have to receive anything that the devil is dishing out. Next scripture is 1 John 4:4. 1 John 4:4, it says, "Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." Little children, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We already just read in 1 Corinthians who's in us. So who's in us? God is in us. God is in us. So greater is he that is in you, little child of God, than he that's in the world. So don't matter what the world is trying to throw at you, you have the almighty God dwelling in you, because you are his temple. So greater is he in you than he that is in the world. Walk in that authority. You've overcome them because of that. You are an overcomer because you have the almighty, all-powerful one living on the inside of you. Oh, brother and sister, please take that in. Those are some power scriptures that I would have you to hold on to. And 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. And it says, "And this is the confidence that we have in him," that's him, the Almighty God, "that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us." Verse 15, "And if we know that he heareth us, then whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. And this is the confidence that we have in him," the Almighty is to him, "that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. You can have confidence that if you ask God anything, and that he hears you, and that he's going to answer it. You ask God anything, he hears. And if you know that he's hearing you, whatever you ask, you have those petitions. So those are some scriptures that I would like you to meditate on. Don't let the devil beat you up. Know who you are. Know who you are. And right after I wrote these scriptures, I wrote down in my journal some things that I was, some dreams or some songs that I kept waking up with in my spirit. And I didn't know at the time that I was going to need those particular scriptures. It just so happened that I wrote those scriptures down right ahead of God preparing me for a wilderness experience. I had no idea that those scriptures were going to be, I was going to need those scriptures to keep me through this wilderness experience. So I'm just going to share the entry that I wrote, and then I'm going to talk to you, because this is back in 2008 now, that this stuff is written down back in 2008, and here it is 2023. So I want to just share a little testimony with you based on this, because this is before I walked through the wilderness. But it says, for 3 days, I've awakened with a song in my head. The first day was, Lord, prepare me a sanctuary, tried and true, pure and holy. That was day one. That's the song that's going on in my spirit when I woke up. The second day was, I am more than enough for you. I am more than enough for you. That's day two. That's a song that's in my spirit. And then the third day, which is today, this is what I wrote in my journal. This is 2008 now. I'm just reading what I wrote. And which is today, is, I know the Lord will make a way somehow. Three songs. Lord, prepare me a sanctuary, tried and true, pure and holy. The second day, I am more than enough for you. The third day, I know the Lord will make a way somehow. So after those 3 days, the last song, I know the Lord will make a way somehow, I wrote, the Lord is trying to tell me something. So I know that anybody who would have awakened with those songs and different songs 3 days in a row, it sounds like a story is being foretold. Not told, but foretold. Something that I'm about to go through is what I thought to myself. So I wrote, the Lord is trying to tell me something. Just go through. Just go through. You will be all right because the Lord is preparing you. Everything you go through is to make you better, to improve the sanctuary, to make sure that it's pure and holy. Just know that God is more than enough. He's going to make a way for you. Just trust him. Thanks, Lord, for the words of encouragement. Now, I felt like it was some type of warning, but at the time I did not know. Again, this is 2008. So I can tell you that hearing that the Lord is going to prepare me. So remember in the last message, I talked about, you know, the Lord trying to prove you. Sometimes you go through things because the Lord wants to prove you, to see what's in you. And I can honestly say that after 2008, probably 2009, 2010 is, when my life kind of took a turn, you know, and I went through a wilderness. So my wilderness experience began in about 2009, and it lasted a long time. And then this passage that I wrote would come back to me, that the Lord is preparing me a sanctuary. I'm tried and true and pure and holy. But in the process of letting me know, hey, you're going to be tested, pretty much is how I read that now, looking back, as you getting ready to be tested. But in the meantime, I want you to know that I am more than enough and that I will make a way somehow. And I can honestly tell you that he was faithful to this word. He was faithful. I did get tried. I did get tested so the Lord could see and to make me pure and holy. So I can say that I've been tested because, you know, financially, we went through something as a family because we went from at one point being able to live where you want, to drive what you want, to buy what you want, to struggling. And, you know, and trying to understand, you know, with my background and with my degree, why am I struggling? You know, you have the potential, you have a job that's making six figures, and here you are now, you're struggling. What's going on? So it was difficult. And then when you're thinking that it's only going to be for a short time, that this wilderness is just going to be a short amount of time, but I'm going to come on out of it. Well, it dragged out for years. And let me tell you, years. But in the meantime, in the process of walking this path out, God was more than enough. And I will tell anybody, and you may have heard me already say this, what God proved to me during that wilderness season is that he is the source. He is my source. It was never my job. He is the provider. He is the source. You can get things even when you don't have money because God is the source. And then the last part, God will make a way. And let me tell you, there was some Red Seas during that season where God, there wasn't any way. Your back is up against the wall. You think you're losing this. You're getting ready to lose that. But God steps in and makes a way. So I can tell you that was in 2008 when I wrote it. This experience began the early part of the latter part of 2009 on into 2010 and just kept going and going and going and going and going. It didn't seem like there was an end in sight. But the whole time I did what I said it was I should do here, which is trust God. I took the advice. You see, God prepared me. The thing is, he didn't just slap that wilderness on me. He let me know that something was coming and that I could trust him and that he would make a way out of no way. And then you don't stay in the wilderness. If you go head on and go through it the way you're supposed to go through it, you'll come on out of there. But you stay in there moaning and groaning and whining and losing trust and losing faith in God, you will hang. You might die in the wilderness. You might die and you're going to fail the test. But I did not die in the wilderness. I came out on the other side of that Red Sea, Lord have mercy. I came out on the other side knowing with assurance that God is more than enough and that he will make a way out of no way. So nobody can tell me. Nobody can make me believe that he's not faithful and that whatever I'm going through, that I ain't going to be able to come out of it. I don't care what it is. Because during that wilderness, when he was proving me, I was also proving him. Seeing, I already know that God is going to do it. But I saw it and it cemented in my mind, cemented in my heart. That this is a faithful God that I serve. And if I hadn't have gone through that wilderness experience, if I hadn't have walked to my own Red Sea, I would not be able to say it with such certainty. But I could say it through faith that he'll do this and he'll do that. But now I know through experience, not faith alone, but experience with God, that he's more than enough and that he will make a way out of no way. And I'm talking about this God that you have on the inside of you. This God who is all powerful, who's all knowing, who's all seeing, that dwells in our temple, in your sanctuary. He's faithful. He's all powerful. And he's giving you authority to walk in this life and to overcome the things that you encounter. So I'm saying to you, know the power and the authority that you have. And know that no matter what you go through, God is more than enough. And he will make a way out of no way for you. What a mighty God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. He is so worthy. He's worthy of glory. He's worthy of honor, because I can sit here in 2023 and say I'm on the other side of that wilderness that he was preparing me for in 2008. He's proven himself faithful to those words. He was more than enough. He is more than enough. And he is a way maker. Believe that. Believe that. And that's all I have for you today. Grace and peace.